cigarettes and carrot juice and get yourself a new tattoo for those sleepless days of June. I'm sitting on the cafe Zeno steps with a book I haven't started yet, but watching all the world go by. Could I take you out? I'd be yours without a doubt. On that Big Dipper. And if the sound of this, it frightens you, we could play real cool and act somewhat indifferent. Jim, a Kerouac, a brother of the famous Jack. Well, so he likes to say, lucky bastard. He's sitting on the cafe, Zeno steps with a girl I'm not over yet. We're watching all the world go by. I'm honestly flattered. But if she asks me out, I'll be hers without a doubt. On that Big Dipper. Till a chance arrived before the passage from the top, you could see Monterey or think about San Jose, though I know it's not that pleasant. And hate you, why'd you have to come? Why'd you have to come around so soon? I wasn't ready for all this nature. The terrible green, green grass and violet bloom, some flower dresses and afternoons that make me sleepy. But we could wait a while before we push that dull turnstile into the passage. But if she asks me out, I'll be hers without a doubt. Cigarettes and carrot juice and get yourself a new tattoo for the sleepless days of June. I'm sitting on the cafe Zeno steps. I haven't got the courage yet. I haven't got the courage yet. Haven't got the courage yet. That was the Quentin Tarantino version with the verses chronologically out of order. Yeah.
he asked us to do it that way. We have a new record coming out in June. It's called Greenland. But we also have a Greatest Hits record that came out in February. Actually, we have two of them. One that Virgin put together and put out. And one that we put together and put out. And there's a little story that goes with it. Basically, we found out through the grapevine that Virgin, our old record label, was putting out the Greatest Hits record, which seemed a little odd to us because A, they hadn't really talked to us about it. And B, we'd already done one. And we weren't really contractually obligated to do so, to put one out. Anyway, so we asked ourselves what every musician in this situation should ask themselves, and that's, what would Andy Kaufman do? So we very quickly went into the studio, re-recorded all of our greatest hits, and put it out on the same day that theirs came out. And now, I'm not a record company executive or anything like that. I don't know anything about marketing records, but if you put out a Greatest Hits record, I assume that you should call it Greatest Hits. Ours is called Greatest Hits, okay? That's how you tell me. And just so you guys weren't ripped off all the way, you're only being ripped off 12/13. We put a new song on the record, a preview of what's on Greenland, okay?